Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, one day, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam smiled. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you. What made you smile? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, two people from my ummah will fall on their knees in the court of Allah Almighty. One of them will say, O Allah Almighty, bring him to justice, for he oppressed me. Allah Almighty will say to the claimant, what can this poor man do? He has no good deeds remaining. The oppressed man will say, place my sins in his book of deeds. After saying this much, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam began to cry and said, that will be a great day, for every person will be in need of lightening his burden on the day of judgment. Then Allah Almighty will say to the oppressed person, look, what is before you? He will reply, O Allah Almighty, I can see large golden cities and grand palaces which are adorned with pearl before me. Are these palaces for a prophet, a siddiq, or a martyr? Allah Almighty will say, this palace is for the one who can pay its price. The slave will say, the bondsman will say, the claimant will say, who can pay its price? Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, listen to the reply. Allah Almighty will say, you can pay it. He will ask, how? Allah Almighty will say, by forgiving the rights of your brother. The slave will say, the claimant will say, O Allah Almighty, I have forgiven the rights. Allah Almighty will say, take the hand of your brother and enter into paradise. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah Almighty and reconcile among the creation, for Allah Almighty will reconcile between Muslims on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.